Hey everyone, this is Chris here, and I'm going to be showing you how to get the BSC games running on, in this case, Windows 11, but the steps should also work the same on Windows 10. Now, when I recorded those videos, so for Hunter and Blast Chamber and Troponym, I did say that you'd probably want to use XP, and I would still recommend that if you can, just because it makes it easier. So if you have an XP computer or a virtual machine lying around, you might want to use that. But there's actually a way to make these games run on Windows 10 and Windows 11, and that's what I'm going to show you today. This is a download package that basically enables them to run and configures all the necessary components that they need to run. So what I'm going to do, because I'm not entirely sure what the site is off the top of my head, but I will be putting links to this in the description. I'm going to go to agarchive.net.
Run dialog.
Since that's the easiest way to get to this. agarchive.net.
Desktop list. OBS Studio.
And just going to wait for it to load here.
Oh, the audio gum pane.
Okay, I had to alt tab to
developer listing. Audio gums.
Let's go to developer listing.
BPC Braille Brian BSC Games visit.
BSC
audio gum games. A warning to Windows 10 users heading level 2. BSC Windows 10 fix pack heading level 2.
So this is what you want.
Daniel's website link.
I am navigating by links. There's a website that you can go to.
Download from Daniel's site. Link.
You can download it from the actual website or from the archive itself. I'm going to get the link for the website.
Menu selected submenu.
Now, what I'm going to do, actually before we do this,
audio gun,
is show you how to create exclusions in Windows Defender. So, by default, this might be flagged as malware, and I'm not sure why. Maybe it's because it's written in auto it. I'm not entirely sure, but this will be a 2-in-1 tutorial.
Start with
so Microsoft. I'm going to go to the start menu and type in Windows Security.
Windows Security.
And hit enter.
Windows Security. Windows Security window. Items list. Virus and threat protection. No action needed.
And if you up and down arrow.
App and browser control action recommended. Family options. No action needed.
These are the different categories. I'm going to hit enter on virus and threat protection.
Virus and threat protection.
And then I'm going to tab.
Scan options link. Allowed threats link. Protection history link. Virus and threat protection settings. No action needed. Grouping. Manage settings link.
And we want to go to manage settings.
Virus and threat protection settings. Real-time protection toggle button pressed.
Now, a lot of this stuff you don't want to mess with. What I'm looking for is exclusions. So if I tab.
Cloud delivered protection toggle button pressed. Automatic sample submission toggle button pressed. Submit a sample manually link. Tamper protection toggle button pressed. Learn more link. Manage controlled folder access link. Add or remove exclusions link.
Add or remove exclusions. I'm going to hit enter.
Secure desktop.
It's going to prompt for a user account control.
User account. Show yes button.
Tab
Windows
yes.
Security. Add an exclusion. Windows security window. Add an exclusion button.
I'm going to hit enter.
File.
Now we can add a file.
Folder.
If I down arrow, we can add a folder.
File type.
Or a file type.
Process.
Process.
File.
And then we're back to file. If you're going to make exclusions, I recommend a folder, particularly a self-contained folder. So this would be useful for running BGT games. So for instance, I have a folder in my documents folder called BGT, where I put things like Crazy Party and SBYW and things like that. Basically, anything that runs inside of this folder will be ignored by Windows Defender. I don't like to do it like this, but there are some programs that get triggered that I know are not viruses.
Folder.
So this is how we get past that. So let's go to folder. So I'm going to hit enter.
Add an exclusion. Select folder dialog. Folder. Edit blank.
And it brings up a standard dialog box for choosing folders.
Items. BGT not tree view. This PC collapsed.
Right, so it looks like I'm in my documents folder.
Items view list. BGT not selected. Zoom.
Yeah, I've got Zoom and
Day created. BG
in here. So let's make a new folder. I'm going to hit Control Shift N.
New folder edit selected new folder.
We'll just call this BSC.
BSC. Name split folder edit BSC.
And if I tab, it tells me what the folder is.
Select folder button.
I'm going to tab once more and hit enter.
Windows security, add an exclusion. Windows security window, add an exclusion button.
Now if I tab.
Exclusions list. See, users owner documents BGT folder collapsed. See, users owner documents BSC folder collapsed.
You can up and down arrow through these and it will tell you all of your exclusions. So right now I have the folder for BSC and the other folder for games written in BGT. If you hit enter on one of these, so let's say BSC.
Expanded.
And then tab.
C. Users owner documents BSC folder grouping. Remove button.
You can remove it.
Get help link.
And that's about it. So that's how you make excluded folders in Windows Defender. I don't recommend that you exclude lots of things, and particularly don't exclude things like your downloads folder or your entire drive C or your program files folder, or exclude all exe files. That is a very bad thing, because then you're actually going to let actual potentially real viruses have free reign over your computer, and you don't want that. All right, so I'm going to close this out.
Audio Games Archive.
Now, what I'm going to do.
Bullet. Link download from Daniel's site.
I'm using Brave right now. So actually by default, Brave lets me choose where to store files. But what we're going to do is on this link, I'm going to hit
menu selected
Shift F10 to go to the context menu.
Open, save, copy, save link as.
And we're going down to save link as, and this should work in pretty much all your major browsers, Chrome, Firefox, Edge.
Audio Games Archive, save as dialog, file name, combo box collapsed. Edit selected suffix.7z.
I'm not sure what the progress beeps are for here. I'm going to shift tab.
Items view. Spy not selected. Tree view. This PC
to the tree view. Hit D for documents.
Desktop. Download. Documents. Pinned.
And I'm going to hit enter.
Items view lib.
And then we're going to find the BSC folder.
BSC. Name split. File name. Combo box collapsed. Edit select. Save.
Let me tab over here.
Save. Cancel. Navigation.
To the address bar, just to see where it's going to save it.
Recent look. Up and. Address. Documents toolbar. All locate. Up.
Let me go back to the
save,
list.
To, save. File name. Items view list. Name split. BSC.
So I'm going to hit enter on BSC.
I. File. Save. Tool. Save button.
We're going to hit save.
Downloading. 0% remaining alert. Download complete. Fix.7z.
All right, so now that that's downloaded, we are good to go. Now, as you noticed, this is a 7z archive, so you'll need the 7-zip extraction tool.
Audio gun.
If you go to 7-zip.org, you can download it from there, and then you'll want to install it.
OBS.
So essentially, what I'm going to do now, I'm going to go to my Documents folder.
File Explorer. Document. BSC.
And we'll go into the BSC folder.
Items view lib. Selected. Fix.7z.
BSC fix.7z. So I'm going to open the context menu.
Context menu. Open. 7-zip submenu.
Going down to 7-zip.
Open archive. Extract to BSCFix. Test archive. Extract to BSCFix.
And extract to BSC fix is the option I want.
BSC items.
Which should extract it here.
BSCFix.
All right.
Items.
Now if we open up this folder.
Readmefirst.txt.
There's a readme file that's got instructions on how to use this.
BSCFix.03. Type AU3 file size 809 bytes.
That's the source code, I'm pretty sure.
BSCFix.txt.
And there's a bunch of different files. The one we want is BSCFix.exe.
Secure desktop.
So I'm going to run this.
BSCFix unavailable. BSCFix unavailable. BSCFix.
And that should. Let's see where we're at now.
BSCFix. Start. BSCFix. BSCFix. Navigation. BSCFix.txt.
Okay, so it's not reading it right, but we are basically placed back into the folder. And now that that's been run, that is the First step. The next step is to download or install the games that you want. So let's go back to agarchive.net.
Desktop list. Untyped.
And for this demonstration, I'm going to be using Pipe 2.
About developer list.
Developer listing.
No next. Blast. BPS. Braille. Brian. BSC games. Visit.
BSC games.
Audio games. Game. BSC Windows. Windows Media. BSC unlock code generator. Heading level 2.
Now we do also need the unlock code generator.
Download from the archive.
I'm going to download this.
Save as dialog. File name. Save as type. Combo box 7z archive. Address. C. Users owner documents. BSC 2 bar.
So this is the other thing to note. By default, the browser will remember where you save files. So if you want all your future downloads to go back to your downloads folder, you'll want to tab over here.
File. Command. Tree view.
We'll go to downloads.
Desktop. Desktop. Downloads. Pin.
And hit enter.
I. File. Save button. Downloading. 0% remaining alert. Download complete. BSC unlock code generator dot 7z.
Alright, so that's downloaded.
Audio games.
I'm going to tab here.
Download. Blast chamber heading level 2.
And we want blast chamber.
Download from the archive. Save as. Save button. Audio games archive.
And that should download blast chamber. Let me hit control J.
Downloads document.
And escape, and then we'll navigate by heading.
Download complete. Blast chamber setup dot exe. Press Shift plus F6 to cycle to the downloads bar area. Alert.
Oh, and it told me, so now I can close the browser.
Fix item.
All right, so let's
run
my downloads
desktop
folder
list.
Here.
Download.
Downloads.
Black today. BSC unlock code generator dot 7z.
I'm going to
contacts
extract
open
this.
7zip open extract to BSC unlock code generator. Downloads items.
All right, so let's run the Blast Chamber installer.
BSC Blast Chamber setup dot exe. Window dialog. Downloads items.
So we're just gonna wait here.
While secure desktop.
Yep. Let's hit yes.
Downloads items.
And
click OB setup pane. Select setup language. OK button.
I had to hit tab there. There's still some issues it looks like with NVDA and Windows 11. Again, I don't recommend that you use Windows 11 right now unless you really want to or need to.
Can't select the language. OK button. Setup Blast Chamber dialog. Welcome to the Blast Chamber setup wizard.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to hit Alt N.
Unavailable. Copyright. Blast Chamber version 2.0.2. Copyright 2008 by BSC Game.
Yeah, OK.
I do not accept.
Tab and up arrow.
I accept the agreement. Radio button checked. Less back. Next greater button. To continue. Next.
Tab to next.
To continue.
Alt N.
Install button.
Alt I.
Next greater. Cancel button. Star 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 message next greater button
next.
Finish less finish less back but finish,
finish
button downloads items view list.
Okay, now before you do anything else,
fix OBS downloads fix.
We are going to go back to the BSC fix folder
fix.txt
and we're going to run this again.
Secure desktop.
Alt Y.
Fix items view list fix item.
It just ran some commands to patch the game files. So I'm going to close this since we're done with it.
Downloads item.
And close downloads.
OBS.
Now what we're going to do.
Start window.
Is
Microsoft.
Run the registration program.
Registry editor. App. Registry editor. Registry edit. Register blast chamber. App.
Okay, I had to type register since it was trying to get into the registry editor, which is not what we want. So I'm going to hit enter.
Secure desktop.
Alt Y.
Thank you dialog. Welcome to Pipe 2 Blast Chamber. There are 15 days remaining in the evaluation period. A Pipe 2.
All right, so I'm going to hit enter.
Exit button. Copy product ID button.
We're going to hit copy product ID.
Information dialog. Your product ID was successfully copied to the clipboard. When you place an order for Pipe 2 Blast Chamber, you will need to paste your product ID into the first box on the secure order form, which is the product ID box. Would you like to go to bscgames.com right now to purchase a license to unlock your copy of Pipe 2 Blast Chamber? Yes button.
Alright, so we can't do that because bscgames.com is gone.
No button.
Hit no.
Pipe 2 Blast Register button.
Alright, now I'm going to leave this open.
Oh, be a Pipe 2 pane.
And I should have left downloads open,
run.
But that's okay. We'll just reopen it.
Desk downloads.
So now we're going to go to the BSC Unlock Code Generator folder that I just extracted with
BSC7zip. BSC unlock code generator dot 7z.
I hit B again.
BSC unlock code generator. Items view. Serial code web.dll. Blind software unlock code generator dot txt.
This is what we want to run.
Instructions dialog. Select the OK button.
It just gives you instructions telling you to choose the product. Well, here.
Instructions dialog. Select the program in the list you want to create an unlock code for. Then in the product ID text box, paste in your program's product ID. Press enter on the generate button. Your unlock code will be placed on the clipboard for you to use to register the program. OK button. Select the program.
So that's pretty easy. So let's
your product ID, edit your product ID blank.
Okay, this is the product ID box. I'm going to paste this here.
Generate button.
Now, actually, I forgot something. Let's tab.
List of programs. List of programs. Day by day professional. Pulse MP3 player. Classic Troopenum. Classic pipe. Word strain volume 1. Troopenum hunter. Troopenum 2. Word strain. Troop blast chamber.
All right, so we choose blast chamber in the list.
Your product ID. Edit your product ID. 7F13BB5.
That's the product ID that I pasted.
Generate button.
Generate. Hit enter.
Success dialog. Success. Your unlock code for blast chamber has been copied to the clipboard. OK button. Unlock code generator. Generate button.
And if I alt tab back to the registration program.
BSC unlock pipe 2 blast chamber register pipe 2 exit button.
And we
copy product ID register button.
Tab to register.
Successfully registered dialog. Thank you for registering a copy of pipe 2 blast chamber. OK button. Generate list of program. Your product generate
and
list
let's
of.
Let's close this
BSC
program
unlock
and this folder.
Oh, OBS. Oh.
Alright, so we just have OBS running. The last thing to do is to run the configuration program. So if I
Microsoft
type in CON
control panel
FI.
System configure system configuration.
Okay, it's not going to find it. Let's do
start
blast chamber.
Blast chamber configuration app.
There we go.
Secure desktop. Welcome dialog. Welcome to the blast chamber configuration program. This program allows you to input your name, email address star optional star, and country. This information is used when you post your score to the BSC Games Top 10 score charts and will be seen on the BSC Games website by gamers worldwide. Press enter to begin configuring. OK button.
So we'll hit enter here.
Blast chamber configuration utility. Edit blank.
Now, if I shift tab.
Exit button.
We have the exit button. So from the exit button, if you tab.
Edit blank.
This is the box for your name. I'll just type in me.
Edit blank. Edit blank. Edit blank.
Oh, this next one is your. Okay.
Edit me.
Let's go
blank.
Back over here and type in me for the first name.
Edit blank.
Tab to last name. We'll type me.
Edit blank.
This is your email. We'll just do me at me dot me.
Combo box. No selection. Collapsed.
And we'll choose U.S.
U.S. United States.
From this list.
Save button.
And save.
Settings. Save dialog. Settings. Saved. You can now start the game. OK button. OBS.
Now if I go to my desktop, I
folder.
Think this made a shortcut.
Blast chamber.
Let's go to blast chamber.
Secure desktop.
And it should work. Let's find out.
Pipe 2.0 dialog error 432. File name or class name not found during automation operation while loading file game intro. OK button. Desktop list. Blast chamber.
And that's not what we wanted to happen. Let's see.
Secure desktop. Program manager unavailable. Pipe 2.0.
Thank you for calling BSC Games. Yes. Pipe 2. Blast chamber.
Please select an option. Start game.
Alright, and here we are in Pipe 2 Blast Chamber.
Practice program. You post learn test speaker orientation.
Left.
Right. If your speaker settings are correct, press Y. Otherwise, press N. Speaker settings saved. Please select an option. Start game. Practice round. Pro view to post learn to quit game.
Thanks for playing Pipe
2 Blast Chamber. For more great accessible games, visit BSC Games on the web at www.bscgames.com.
Desktop list. OBS. Oh, start.
Right.
Stop recording. Checkbox checked.
So there you go. That is how you get the BSC games to work, and that's pretty cool. We have Pipe 2 running on Windows 11. That is pretty darn slick. But yeah, that's basically how you do it. If you wanted to play more than just one game, you would, of course, install all the games that you wanted first, and then run the program again and perform all the same steps. But anyway, I hope this has helped you guys. If you have any questions or comments, of course, you can leave them in the comments part of the video. Anyway, that's about it for me this time. So you guys take care. Bye.